Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
They made a book about a video game.
Game.
We made a podcast about that book.
Welcome to 8-Bit Book Club, the only book club that makes you dumber.
We do this, I know.
Yes. We are your lore lords, Brian Murphy, Emily Axford, Caldwell Tanner, joined by special guest, first time on the show, Jake Hurwitz.
Not first time.
Thank you.
Gosh,
for...
it's good to be back.
Thanks for coming by.
It's good to be back again and again.
Lore lord for a day.
Yeah.
I gotta say, your presence here for the first time ever, Jake, it's given me goosebumps.
It's refreshing.
First time for everything.
First time having Jake on, but also first time that we'll be doing a Goosebumps adventure book. These were sent
out.
Sorry,
I'm a little afraid.
Hey,
I just realized you're right. This might be a little scary.
It might be a little spooky. Should we all hold hands?
It does say, reader beware, you choose the scare.
Oh, fuck.
So if we die, it's your freaking fault.
Blood is on our hands.
Whoa, I'm actually a little freaked out by the monster on the back of the
book. I am holding it up so Jake can see it here. It's got three eyes, and it is ripping off a grandma costume because this book is called Secret Agent Grandma.
Incredible.
You know we love grandmas on this
and
podcast.
And we absolutely love grandmas on this
especially
podcast.
Especially tight ones, but they can be any size.
That's true.
Tight ones and blasting grandmas.
Well, I think the skin on this one is certainly tight because it is a costume.
Right. That grandma is long dead for sure.
oh, Lord.
And it's our fault. We chose this scare.
All right.
A monster skinned your grandma, wore her. Wore her like a ruse.
Why did you let this happen?
Right off the bat, we've got beware. Do not read this book from beginning to end. No problem. What? We don't have time to do that. Yes, mom and dad are out of town, and your sweet old grandma is coming to take care of you. You are ready for freedom, but are you ready for grandma?
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Because this was not an experience in my childhood. When you get watched by your grandparents,
right?
Mm-hmm. Unfamiliar experience to me, which is why I ask. When you get watched, does it feel like freedom?
It's a little more like the traditional grandparent experiences. They're spoiling you. They're bringing treats and sweets, and they don't know all the rules.
Do they know and they just don't care?
Maybe they don't care. It's true. They are old and wise, and their bodies hurt. So maybe they're just letting the rules slide because they don't want to chase after you.
My grandma experience was my grandma would come over and fall asleep at like 7 p.m., and then it was just the freaking Wild West.
Whoa. So that is freedom.
I could stay up
all
night.
That's why it's freedom. It's not because she's sweet. It's because she falls.
Just staying up playing PlayStation all night. Just grandma fell asleep.
Jake, your grandma experience?
There were six of us. So my grandma was over every single day. She was like a second mom. But my mom gave us no rules. I had freedom all the time.
Okay, so your mother experience was freedom.
My mother experience was a grandmother experience. Okay.
So it was a grandma philosophy all the way down. Incredible.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Complete chaos.
Well, we'll see if the grandma on this has the same philosophy, because she might be a secret agent grandma.
I think she will be.
I do believe my grandmother, she passed away, but she also worked for the CIA.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
So you're allowed to say it now.
Yeah, you can say it.
I'm not blowing her cover. Actually, maybe she didn't pass away. Maybe
right. She's still out. Guys, we simply have to read the third sentence. We have to get through three sentences.
A grandma secret agent, though, guys. Is so satisfying.
Okay. Just hope she wasn't involved Helen in any Mirren, problematic
you
operation.
Get
All right,
that.
Ready? The terror no, starts at the train station
yeah, go
with two old ladies who both look exactly like your grandma. If you go after the grandma who is still on the train, you might end up battling aliens with eyes the size of ping pong balls or jumping from a hovering helicopter.
That seems like the normal size for an eye.
If you go
yeah,
home...
Yeah, you're right.
Ping pong ball?
No way. Those are inside your head, I think it's about the size of a ping pong ball.
I think Jake's right.
No, it's like a little bit. It's not as big as the author means for it to be, but yeah. They're kind of, that's kind
of
big.
I get the other size of ping pong balls.
They're a little big.
No, it's more the size of like a jawbreaker or maybe like a large marble.
Maybe yeah. It's just that's me the size because of a ping pong ball. I have cute Barbie doll eyes.
Wow, you do. Everyone says that.
You have such tiny
beautiful
eyes.
Doll eyes.
It's true. My sunken caveman eyes are the size of a marble.
Doll eyes are like, isn't that a line from like Jaws or something where the guy's like, oh, it's like a doll's eyes or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Doll's eyes are famously like
scary. I have
scary.
Predator shark eyes.
Okay, anyway, blah, blah, blah. If you go home with the other grandma, we have one piece of advice for you. Stay out of the rose garden. Because okay. You're going to get yelled at, or are their bodies buried there?
This is too much information right up top.
Is this the foreword or the book?
This is the foreword.
Okay.
Okay.
This scary adventure is all about you. You decide what will happen. You decide how terrifying the scares will be. Start on page one and follow the instructions. We know how this works. Blah, blah, blah. But if you make the wrong choice, beware. So take a deep breath, cross your fingers, and turn to page one to give yourself goosebumps.
Oh!
Wow.
That sounded like a lazy obsidian from Trinity Vale.
What if you get like, what if your goosebumps are too big? And like they just like
ping pong ball size. Now that's way too big. That's right. Way too big. That's
definitely
a problem.
Go to a doctor. Though.
That's okay. Hives. That's hives.
Nothing is going to happen to me. You shout down to your mother. She gazes up at you from the bottom of the stairs. Her packed suitcases sit waiting by the front door. You recognize that worried look on her face. Do you remember everything I told you? She asks. Her forehead wrinkles in concern. Or should I write it down? Mom, I'm not a baby. You
yes, I am, mommy.
Love me, mommy.
We're gonna strike Emily's character from the record. She's not in this.
Little sister Emily.
You don't want
little
sister Emily. Child.
Little sister Emily is cut out. She's been X'd out from this.
You see a small child with doll's eyes peering from the shadows.
She's so creepy. Okay, you plop onto the Emily. You plop onto the top step of the staircase and repeat your instructions for the fifth time. I take a cab to the railroad station. I wait on the platform on the incoming side of the station. Grandma's train arrives at 1 p.m. I'll know her by the yellow stretch pants and purple shirt she'll be wearing. Then, if she hasn't been arrested...
Stylish. Amazing color combination. Mm-hmm.
Then, wait, we got a spicy little comment. Then, okay. If she hasn't been arrested by the fashion police for wearing such a wacko outfit...
Okay.
Whoa.
Damn,
disagree. Dude.
Hard disagree. Hard when I was disagree. A kid, every time I played MASH, I wanted to get a purple limo with yellow polka dots. Or other way around, I don't remember which.
Talking about the fashion police was very much a 90s insult. That happened all the
90s
time.
90s kids love to judge people based on their appearances.
Always talked about calling the fashion police. Anyway, don't make fun of your grandmother, your mother cuts in. She's unusual, but I'm sure you two will get along fine. What?
What?
Your mother
met her? Have they never met before?
They've never met. He's going to recognize her based on the outfit and not being his fucking grandma.
Surely you got some pictures of grandma around.
How old are we? In this.
Old enough to take a cab to the train station.
So yeah. Probably like 27.
Right. Yeah.
But not old enough to recognize 20s. Our grandma.
Yeah.
Early 20s.
We're early 20s. And little sister Emily is
fresh
is
out 21. Of Skidmore College.
Yeah. Okay, mother's right. Your mother's right. Your dad adds, coming through the front door. Your grandma's full of surprises. Yeah, sure, you think. How is some little old lady going to surprise me? Go on to page two. I know how books work, R.L. Yeah, Stein.
I've been
I will
to college.
Go from page one to page two. Your dad picks up the remaining suitcases.
I went to Skidmore.
And heads back out to the car. Your mother doesn't move. You flash her your most trustworthy smile. She sighs. I guess you'll be all right, she says uncertainly. Of course I will, you assure her. What could happen? You follow your mom out to the car and wave as your parents drive away. The moment their car turns the corner, you leap into the air. Freedom, you cry. No parents for a whole week. Just a 75-year-old grandma. She'll probably spend the whole time snoozing on the sun porch. You'll practically be on your own. The cab arrives and you hop in. You instruct the driver to take you to the train station. But as he nears the station, you have a pang of doubt. You haven't seen your grandmother since you were a little kid. You wonder if you'll recognize her.
What is going on in the fam?
I don't know.
And she's not that far away. I mean, it's just a train ride.
Yeah. She's a train ride away. You haven't seen her since you were a kid.
A train ride and you haven't seen her in 20 years.
Yeah, you haven't seen her in 20 years.
Because we're so old.
Yeah, because we're about 24.
I mean, I think grandma's got some baggage considering there is an alien ripping off a grandma's skin suit on the cover. So... Okay. You know, we'll see. But she's got a reason.
Maybe grandma did time actually for you know, for being arrested by the fashion police.
Oh,
okay.
We didn't even consider that. He meant it literally.
Grandma did time with the fashion police.
Yeah. She spent 30 years in a state
fashion
penitentiary.
Yeah. Okay, you may not recognize grandma's face, you tell yourself, but you'll definitely spot her purple and yellow outfit. Besides, she'll know you from photos your parents sent her. So sad.
What is going on?
You pay the driver and hop out. Hey, that's weird, you think. Why was your name announced over the loudspeaker? You rush to the information booth inside the station, wondering what could be wrong. You just paged me, you tell the young man in the booth. You've got a call. He hands you a phone. Hello? There's a lot of static on the line. You can barely hear, but it's definitely your mom's voice. Oh. We're on the plane. Home immediately. What? I can't hear you. You shout into the phone. Do you want me to go home? What about grandma? Danger. Grandmother. That's all you hear. Then the line goes dead. Turn to page 108.
108? We didn't make a choice.
Yeah, we didn't get to make a choice about what we did with
what
that
choice would we have made there?
We would have put a soft hand to the cheek of the man who gave us the phone and said, what was your grandmother like?
We're really pensive about not having a close relationship with our grandmother.
Yeah, and we want to talk to strangers about it. This is all an interrogation of what went wrong.
It's either that or go to the vending machine. Those would have been the two options.
Okay, as we go to the vending machine.
Ask the teller about his grandma or go to the vending machine.
All right, we're going to go to the vending machine.
Great.
As we grab a Mr. Goodbar. Okay.
Wow, it's so hot here.
A chill runs through you. What was your mother trying to say? Is your grandmother in trouble? Is there danger at the station? As you hand the phone back to the information clerk, the whole train station begins to rumble. Could this be what your mother was trying to warn you about? Should you get out of there and go home, or are you supposed to find your grandmother? If you get out of there right away, turn to page 12. If you stay to find grandma, turn to page 33.
Got it. We're gonna abandon our grandma.
Well, yeah, we've never fucking met her. What? Like, what?
I think it's clear that
we have no bond to her. I have no tie.
Oh, I see.
There's nothing driving me to rescue
and
grandma.
And this Mr. Goodbar is melting very rapidly. We got to get it home.
And yet, after talking to the clerk about his relationship with his grandma, I am starting to wonder if maybe we have unresolved baggage with grandma.
I feel like we need to go find grandma.
I think we need to find her and ask her, where have you been for the last 20 years?
We got to make up for lost time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. But if it doesn't go well, I'm going to call the fashion police on her.
Okay.
I'm going to snitch.
Put fashion police on speed dial and then go confront grandma.
Yeah. Do you think she's wearing like an ankle bracelet, like a really unfashionable ankle bracelet?
Or is it so fashionable because they're trying to make her fashionable? Anyway, so we're going to go to page 33 because we are going to try to find grandma.
Okay. I think we are.
You can't go home
but
without your grandma.
But only to confront her.
Yeah, you can't go home without your grandma because you had to confront her. Yeah. Even if you feel as if you're in the middle of an earthquake. You clutch the information counter to keep from falling over. You smile at the clerk, hoping to mask your fear.
Imagine smiling at someone during an earthquake.
During an earthquake.
Just saying, grandmas, am I right?
And they're just unrattled sitting there. Yeah.
Being afraid to show your fear during an earthquake. Yeah.
Don't let the ticket taker see.
Blah, blah, blah. A train coming, the clerk informs you, shouting over the noise. Every time one comes in, this old station rattles like a baby's toy. I knew that. You fib.
Mommy.
I've got a 20-year-old sister. I know.
I knew that, you fib. You hope the clerk doesn't notice how white your knuckles are. The rattling stops with a loud screech of the brakes.
We really care about what the clerk thinks.
We really want the clerk to think it's cool and not scared. This is, it's full of that 90s teen angst of being like, I wasn't scared.
Yeah.
The rattling stops with a loud screech of brakes. You make your way out onto the platform just as the doors to the train open. Mobs of people push their way out the door. Scan the crowd, searching for an old lady in yellow pants and a purple shirt. No luck. Hey, what are you doing here? A voice calls. Turn to page 4. Okay.
We still don't make a choice.
What choice would we have made there? I want to know.
I think we would have leaned
WD-40 on the rails because it's so good. Squeaky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I think we probably should have like bit our finger really hard to see if it would bleed, to see if we're in a dream or not.
Oh,
I was thinking we lean in to test the waters with the clerk.
Oh, like, that's
lean in for a kiss, mm-hmm. see if the chemistry that we're detecting is there or not.
Yeah. Do you want to split this good bar?
Okay.
Mr. Goodbar for a bad boy.
Okay.
For a bad broad.
So things are weird. You're surprised to see your friends Chuck and Ginny running towards you.
Okay. Chuck and Ginny. Wait, this is crazy. We're about to go somewhere with a napping lady on a sun porch and have free reign into her house.
Chuck and Ginny are here. This fucking rules. The three musketeers. That's what we call ourselves.
That's what we called ourselves in college.
We are 24.
But we're young professionals now. But
two and a half years out of Skidmore College.
That's right. Jenny's in med school. I can't believe you made it.
Okay. You're surprised to see your friends Chuck and Jenny rushing towards you. Hey, guys, you greet them. I'm here to meet my grandmother. How about you? We're going to the hockey game, remember? Chuck tells you, I invited you. You remember. You couldn't go because of grandma's arrival. Our moms are letting us take the train on our own, Jenny adds. Of course they are. You're 27.
Yeah.
Of course, we had to promise to stay out of trouble, Ginny giggles, as if three musketeers.
I would like to high five Jenny.
You high five Jenny.
Unfortunately, my hand is still bleeding from when I bit it earlier.
But that's convenient because she is in med school.
Oh, yeah.
So
she'll stitch that right up.
Yeah.
Replace it with a doll finger.
Yeah.
Back off, sister.
Have fun with grandma, Chuck teases. They board the train. You sigh jealously as you scan the thinning crowd. Still no grandmother. Is this what your mother had been trying to tell you, that your grandmother wasn't coming after all? Grandma always does. This is why we haven't seen grandma in 20 years.
Yeah.
She says she's going to come, and then she does, she misses her train.
Fuck, do you think that mom and dad went to grandma's will reading, and they were like trying to hide the fact that grandma's dead?
Shit.
Yeah.
I think grandma's at the hockey game.
Oh.
I think grandma's playing at the hockey game.
Grandma's the goalie.
That's right.
Okay. No, actually, secret agent. She's a hockey agent. She signs hockey players.
This that makes sense because she wants to just enjoy a hockey game, scout some people without everyone mugging to her.
Right.
You know, like all the hockey players trying to do a cool trick right in front of her.
Because they're always trying to do that.
Agents hate that.
Yeah. That's how you get signed, is and you do a cool trick.
Pro hockey players suck ass unless they're trying to impress one agent and then they get good.
The games are terrible when an agent is there. It's just a cluster of men doing tricks in front of one person.
It's like figure skating.
Though. Yes, and thinking about it, because they would play international games, so this would be the perfect cover for her to investigate international crimes if she's playing as a hockey player.
Okay.
Agent 00 hockey sticks.
Whoa!
So you're about to leave the station when you hear something that stops you in your tracks, something terrible. What makes your blood run cold? Find out on page 86. So this is not a choose-your-own adventure.
Okay, so it's on the rails.
This is probably just another train going by, because you're such a coward that every time the ground rumbles a little bit. Shit your pants.
Murph, why are you fucking railroading us, man?
I'm not railroading you.
Literally.
I'm train stationing
railroad
you.
Railroad stationing us.
Yeah. R.L. Stein stands for rail.
Railstein.
Railroad
rail
lover.
Railroading Stein.
Yeah. This is definitely not a choose your own adventure. It's just an out of order book, I guess. It's just
kooky.
Read the pages in a different order. Okay, page 86. Cookie over here. You shudder at hearing your old nickname.
Yeah,
it's like grandma. Yeah. You know how grandmas are just like not cool and they're always calling you Cookie?
Yeah. My grandmother called me Booby.
Really?
Did she really?
Yeah. And it was this weird thing where she just did it, and like I was four, so I didn't have a say in it.
And it just stuck.
Did
and
your
it just
stuck. Parents ever have to be like, hey,
that's the name for tits? You know that, right?
Stop yeah. calling him
Booby Tanner's kind of cool.
Let's start calling him Booby. Booby.
No,
Booby Tanner.
Don't call me Hubie Booby. Don't call me Hubie Booby.
Oh, is that where it came from?
I don't think so at all. I think that, like, I was the first grandkid, and she just, like, was trying something out.
Just like, yeah.
And then she never tried for any of the rest of them, because she knew.
Yeah. And I didn't want to be rude.
Okay.
I wanted to be like, I don't know how I feel about yeah. this, Jackie.
Booby, over here. You shudder at hearing your old nickname. You hate that name. Luckily, Murph and Emily aren't around to hear it. Booby, you turn toward the voice. At the end of the station, you see a woman with white hair. She's waving wildly. No way to mistake her for anyone else. Not in those clothes. You wave back, approaching her cautiously. Anyone who would call you Booby is likely to pinch your cheeks, too.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Don't pinch my cheeks. I'm 29 years old.
I yeah. know.
They're full of good bar and dip spit.
As you stroll down the platform, tread so carefully, something catches your eye. Bright red letters scrawled across one of the train windows. A message. If your mother hadn't made that strange phone call, you wouldn't have thought twice about it. But now you have an odd feeling. Maybe the message is meant for you. Read the message on page 100. We don't get to choose anything.
Okay.
All right. I mean, I'm enjoying the story.
Yeah, I am. Learning so much.
I'm looking forward to making the decision.
Okay, there's a choice. There's a choice coming up.
Okay.
Attack her.
Okay. To attack her?
Yeah, let's attack.
Can we break a bottle and clutch it in our hands?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. We break a bottle. You gaze at the train window. You read the red letters aloud. Empla, Empla, you mutter. What does it mean? It doesn't sound familiar. Maybe it's not an English word. The terrible nickname interrupts your thoughts. Booby, I'm waiting for a big hug and kiss. Exactly what you were afraid of. Hi, Grandma. You stop several inches away from her, just beyond her reach. Wrong. Grandma throws her arms around you, squeezing you hard. So hard you can barely breathe. Finally, Yuck. She releases you. Yes.
This is such a different Gross. Form of grandparent than I've like ever heard of. This like embarrassing grandparent.
I think, again,
Would
this
they
is...
embarrass you guys? I guess I'm calling you Booby. Yeah.
Well, I think that we're okay. a
They embarrass Booby, but no, my grandma was sweet, demure, never pinched me.
Well, again, I think this is like, we're a cool 24-year-old. We just saw our friends going to the hockey game. Like, we don't want to be caught dead getting hugged by our grandma.
That's true. Okay.
I think most people aren't embarrassed of their grandmas. Mm-hmm. I think it's more just 90s
Just weigh in the comments below if you're embarrassed.
In fiction, yeah. Are you embarrassed of your loving grandparents? Grandma hugs you. Cabs are at the other end of the station. You gasp, trying to catch your breath. Grandma follows you, chattering all the way. She asks about your school, your parents, and your mother's rose bushes. On the way out,
it's we were warned.
Yeah, we were warned. She's talking to you.
What could an alien want to do with rose bushes?
Just eat them.
Eat them. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Eat That's a thorns? Good answer.
Yeah.
Eat the thorns, Whoa. Specifically the thorns. On the way out of the station, you pass the train window with a message again. I've got it, you think. I know what it means. Do you really? If you know what it says, turn to page 14. If you need help to figure it out, turn to page 129.
Okay, this is our first choice. The message is E-M-P-L-A.
E-M-P-L-E-H. Empla.
Empla.
Oh, help me. It's it's written backwards, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Help me.
Okay, help so me, if you know what it says, turn to page 14. We so we do. Know what it says. You know what the letters spell. It's so simple that you laugh at yourself for not getting it sooner. Empla, whoever wrote the message on the inside of the window didn't realize it would be read backwards on the outside. Empla is help me written backwards. You say it out loud. What did you say, dear? Grandma asks, do you need help with something? You're about to tell her about the message when something you see inside the train stops you. Stare past the letters on the window and into the compartment. Your eyes widen. You blink several times. Take a step closer to the window. Your nose presses up against the glass. You don't believe what you're seeing. What has you glued to the train window? Find out on page 98.
No choice.
Absolutely no coming. Choice. Absolutely no choice. My God, this is all just out of order. I see the next thing. Okay. You gaze at this startling scene through the window. Inside the train compartment, a woman struggles fiercely with two men.
Holy
the
shit.
Men wear tan overcoats and large dark sunglasses.
Are they fashionable?
This is the fashion police.
Yeah.
Oh, the fashion police. It's the fashion
Crazy.
Police.
Crazy.
Do the suits look bespoke?
They do.
Fuck.
But it's a woman who holds your attention, a white-haired woman wearing yellow stretch pants and a purple shirt. She's a dead ringer for your grandma. The two men yank her under each arm and lift her out of the seat. Her terrified eyes lock onto yours as she's dragged roughly into the aisle. The men pull her towards Jesus. The door at the far end of the car.
the fashion police
are abducting our grandma.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to hurry to page 54.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Don't waste any time. There's no time for choices.
Is something wrong? A voice asks behind you. You turn and face your grandmother standing on the platform. She and the woman on the train could be twins. What's going on? Is this woman really your grandmother, or is your real grandmother in terrible trouble on the train? Shouldn't we be getting a taxi, booby? You stare at her. Could you have made a mistake? All aboard, the conductor shouts. The train lets out an exhausted wheeze, then slowly pulls forward. You could jump on the train now and find out if the woman in danger is your real grandma, or you could assume the woman standing in front of you is the right woman. After all, she recognized you, and you didn't get a good look at the woman on the train. It's not okay.
We got to go after the woman on the train.
Yeah.
This other one is calling us booby.
Yeah, that lady on the train is our grandma, but I'm also not super compelled to jump on the train. Like, I'm down to hang out.
I think I want to get both grandmas together, because, like, guys, two grandmas? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Imagine the amount of cheek kisses you're going
to
be getting.
I think also, like, the way, if we, like, put ourselves into the minds that is being described to us by Stein, we are embarrassed in this situation. We are 90s cringe with an exclamation mark.
Yeah.
So I think we want to get out of this situation.
We want to jump on and
so I'm thinking we're looking for an excuse to leave.
I just want to point out that we actually told our mom that we would stay out of trouble. So I don't feel great about lying to her.
Okay. Is there a metric for that in the book, Murph? Like, do we need to roll something?
Yeah. What do you think the answer to that is?
pass me a dice. Man.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, it's like a D6 system, and if we roll like 4 or above, that means that, like, we respect our mother.
So I'm rolling a dice.
Okay. What is this for?
17.
Okay, we respect our mother.
We don't get in trouble. We can do whatever we want.
17 was our wisdom saving throw to not disobey our mother.
Okay, so are we getting on the train, or are we not getting on the train?
I think let's get on the train.
Okay.
Because we're embarrassed, and maybe on the train there's like a beverage car, and we can get a nice cherry Coke, refreshing for this nice hot summer day.
A nice 90s cherry Coke.
We're 90s and we're snack motivated.
Okay. I need to. As everyone was. Okay.
Let's run onto the train and scream, where the fuck are the Lunchables?
You have to find out if that woman in trouble is your grandmother. Besides, you're dying to find out why those men in dark glasses were fighting with a little old lady and having such a hard time. Mm. The train starts to pull out of the station. You race down the platform searching for a good spot to jump aboard. Your legs and arms pump hard. Your muscles straining as you match the speed of the train. Booby, come back here. What are you doing? Grandma's voice floats after you. If
this
I'm wrong, you...
So heroic. We are keeping pace with a train right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're in our mid-20s, so it
kind of... We're kind of in the prime.
We also did track and field at Skidmore.
Yeah, we haven't lost it yet.
I don't know if Skidmore has
we still run marathons. If I'm wrong, you think, and the woman on the train isn't my real grandma, I'm going to be in big trouble. But you're not going to back out now. You take a deep breath and leap. Will you make it? Turn to page 64.
It's we should roll to see if we make it.
It's a leap of faith that we can repair our relationship with our grandma.
Right.
I got a 9 to make it.
We fall under the train tracks.
Booby, no! We break 9 bones.
We get run over by a train and never find out which the real grandma
and
was.
The end of the book.
It says booby on our tombstone.
The rules are, if whatever family member you're with has to bury you right there, your parents don't get a say.
They talk to the engraver.
Grandma's going to talk to the engraver. You land on the small platform between train compartments. You flare your arms as you struggle to regain your balance. Once you feel steady on your feet, you fling the door open. Everyone stares at you as you enter the car. You nervously run a hand through your hair. You try to act as if jumping between the cars of a moving train is the most natural thing in the world.
Our ego is so fresh.
It's just a 90s attitude. Everybody's cool.
My God.
Everything's cool. There's nothing wrong with society. Everything's great. There are no problems yet.
You have a feeling you're not very convincing. You hurry into the next car. The struggling woman was several cars ahead. You head through the swaying train, planning to pick up the woman's trail from where you'd last seen her, but maybe you're in over your head. Those dudes in dark glasses looked dangerous. Maybe you need help. The fashion police. Okay, if you think you should tell someone what you saw, turn to page 70. If you follow the woman's trail yourself, turn to page 80.
Let's follow the trail by ourselves.
Yeah, we can't trust adults.
We can't show weakness if we ask for help.
But are our friends on this train, or were they on a different one?
Oh, good call. Ooh. Yeah, the thing is that if we talk to people, though, anyone could be undercover fashion police.
That's true.
I think
And what are we wearing?
That's this question. Do we have like a cool no fear shirt on?
Uh-huh.
We have
Jankos.
We have a crop top peace frogs shirt.
We have a crop top peace frogs.
Okay.
Janko shorts that are so long they're practically full size jeans.
Yeah.
They're tattered at the bottom, and you're like, how did this rain. Happen?
Yeah. Our Birkenstocks have not been worn in yet. Our feet are chafed.
Yeah.
Shit. We have firm Birks on.
Yeah. So, we've got some.
The fashion police could come from
us. Frogs crop top.
The fashion police could come for us for having ripped a bunch of the bottom of the Jankos from wearing them in the rain.
Yeah. That's just a warning from the fashion police. I don't think you go in for that.
So I actually think we look fantastic.
Okay.
I think we also have a freshly pierced belly button ring.
Oh.
That's like. Yeah.
Shit. Do we have the alcohol to put on that? Because we have to go to the lavatory and
it's like dangling a happy face.
Oh,
like the,
oh
man! The so we belly just chain.
We just changed the stud then.
We just changed the stud to a dangly smiley face.
And this is actually, we're such a fashion icon. This is what those Walmart commercials were based on, where the little happy face is bouncing around in the 2000s.
Based on our belly button.
Based on our belly button chain.
We got firm Birks and a chafed
from
button.
When we were 25, just out of college. Okay, so should we tell someone or do we want to just follow the trail?
And we're wearing a Skidmore bucket hat.
Sure.
I think we should apply some cherry lip gloss, and I think we should look for our grandma.
Okay, so we're just going to follow the trail.
Slather on the Dr. Pepper lip chapstick.
I only want to tell Chuck and Ginny, but if it's like... If we can't guarantee that, then I
think I want Chuck and Jenny to see us being cool.
Good call.
We do want to impress them.
Because we are kind of fighting for Jenny's love with Chuck.
We are. Even though
Jenny's clearly got something going on with another one of the Mets
students. Chuck was
going
to try something at the hockey game?
Yeah, I know it. I know it. Fuck. Mm-hmm. I know it.
Fuck Chuck.
Yeah, why do you think Chuck got two tickets? Yeah. Only two.
Right.
That's well, he said up, he got three, but he knew that grandma was coming this day and we weren't going to be able to go. Yeah,
that's so smooth, Chuck. You played that so smooth.
Chuck, you fucking piece of
shit. And there's like so many little like in-between sections in a hockey game. They got to run that Zamboni all the time. There's going to be so much opportunity.
My God.
All
right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
So, Jenny, like, how's med school?
Have you decided? Now that I think about it, he was wearing a ribbed sweater.
Had buttons at the shoulder.
Was it a turtleneck though? Was it a turtleneck?
The thing is that Ginny is so busy with med school, she doesn't have time for a relationship, so I don't even know why Chuck's trying. All right. You have a funny feeling no one would believe you if you said you have twin grandmas and one's in trouble on the train. It's not that unbelievable. You're not even sure.
Yeah, it really is not that big of a stretch.
Grandma's going to have twins, too.
You don't even have to explain the twin part.
Yeah.
You just say there's an old lady in trouble.
My grandma's in trouble.
Yeah,
I left my other grandma at the train station.
Yeah, even if you said one of my grandmas is in trouble, that would be a perfectly normal statement.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you're not even sure if you believe you.
You're overthinking it, bud.
You decide to investigate on your own. You know, I hope that other grandma wasn't our real grandma, because we definitely just left grandma at the train station, and apparently she can't get a cab herself because we had to go pick her up.
Yeah.
So grandma is abandoned at the train station.
Maybe we shout to the teller that we had a connection with that after my grandma.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we yell that out the window. Let's go ahead and roll a persuasion check.
If you don't mind.
Yeah. We have a +3 because of our no fear shirt and our jacket.
14.
14? Okay, that's a 17. He nods, knowing.
She can't carry a wallet because of her skin-tight leggings.
You continue through the moving train. You arrive at the compartment with the messages in the window. It's smeared, but traces of the red letters are still there. You aren't crazy, after all. You search the seat for clues, a lost wallet or luggage, anything to prove the woman's identity, but you find nothing. You get to the door at the far end of the car and reach for the handle. A heavy hand lands on your shoulder.
Where do you think you're going? A gruff voice demands.
Uh-oh.
Grandpa?
Who has you in such a strong grip? Quick, flip to page 89. Is it Grandpa?
Oh, shit.
Or is it Chuck?
Chuck is like, hey.
I'm going to roll to see how many Tamagotchis we found. 10.
We found 10.
Yeah, in the 90s, you would just find Tamagotchis everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's so much poop on these screens.
You wriggle out of the hand's grasp and spin around. The train conductor glares down at you. Strange, you think. He's wearing dark glasses, but what he says isn't strange at all. Ticket, please. Oops, you forgot about needing a ticket. Now what? Mm. If you stall while you try to figure out a way out of the situation, turn to
maybe
page 31.
Tell him, like, look, I'm sorry, I've been separated from my parents. Mm-hmm. I'm 24 and I just graduated Skidmore College.
I think we should say, Grandpa,
student discount.
I didn't know that you were a train conductor. That's awesome.
Okay.
My other grandmother, not the one that you're married to, right, is somewhere on this train.
Right, but her twin, your sister-in-law, yeah, is somewhere here.
You could show him the student ID.
That's a good call.
I mean, you graduated last year, but your picture still looks like
you. So let's, all of these things, all of these things that we're saying, let's try to narrow them down.
Although in the student ID, we don't have the belly button piercing, the smiley face belly button piercing, which might be a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Okay. So all of these things that we said, let's try to narrow those down into what that could mean in regards to the two actual choices.
We know what we're doing, but just like, could you reiterate the options?
So if you stall while trying to figure out a way to get out of the situation, turn to page 21. Okay. If you explain to the conductor the real reason you're on the train, turn to page 92.
He's our grandpa. He'll understand.
Okay, that's reason enough for me.
The sunglasses. These sunglasses.
Yeah.
Train conductors shouldn't wear sunglasses because they kind of need to be able to see the...
Yeah. That's a good call.
Clearly,
So he's clearly our grandpa.
These are the MIBs.
Secret agent grandpa.
These are the MIBs.
Oh, right.
I think if we explain the real situation, he'll be like, you know about the alien we were trying to grab.
Mm-hmm. Oh, or, and then
or
we can
trying to replace the alien.
Because we've been kind of floundering in our job at the art gallery because we miss our days at Skidmore.
There's
so
not a lot of like vertical growth there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can become an alien hunter.
Right.
Yeah.
So we tell them the truth.
Yeah. So we tell them the truth.
So you want to tell
and
them
try
the
and
truth?
Become an MIB?
Okay.
That's all great. Right,
cool.
I think we'd ace the test.
All right. So we're going to tell the conductor the real reason.
Start by saying that we're floundering at the art gallery.
Great. Okay. I'm not really a passenger on the train, you tell the conductor. I would like to be an MIB. Could have fooled me, the conductor responds. I mean, that is, you're having trouble explaining. Yes, this I have to hear. The conductor crosses his arms and peers down at you. I saw this fight, a woman struggling with two guys in sunglasses, and I think the woman was my grandma.
Also is a metaphor for how I feel about my job at the art gallery.
Also was a metaphor for how I feel about my job at the art gallery. I've been hanging on to college, and my friends are really busy with med school, and I think I'm in love.
And Chuck is going to make a move on Jenny today, and I can't live in a world where it works.
Chuck's doing so good at the firm.
Did you see two 24-year-olds making out in that college, by the way?
If you did, don't tell me. If you do, okay.
Swapping devil's jerseys.
Your grandma in a brawl, the conductor snorts in disbelief. But it's true, you cry. It's no use. He grabs your sleeve and yanks you to the door. That's the worst excuse for not paying a fare that I've ever heard, he declares.
Uh-oh.
He lifts you up under the armpits and lowers you to the platform.
Whoa, luckily, be careful. I'm wearing a crop top.
Luckily, the train hasn't picked up much speed yet. You only stumble a few steps. So he throws you off the train. Irresponsible. Booby, your furious grandmother marches towards you. What's gotten into you? Jumping on and off moving trains. Uh-oh. That's it. You're grounded. Some way to start a vacation. No. Grounded. You can't wait until your grandmother's visit comes to an end.
Oh, brother.
Period. What? That's the end.
Wait, what?
We lost.
She has no authority.
It's
we
over?
Got grounded. That's what happens in the 90s. That's the worst thing that can happen to you is you can get grounded.
Do we get to play Gran Turismo?
Of course not.
Ah! I can't be grounded. I work at the art gallery, Grandma.
I work at an art gallery.
I have to go to work. I can't be grounded from
work. You're grounded.
I have to sit in there while no one buys anything and tend to the business cards.
Yes, all of the pieces are just artist friends.
As far as I care, you can just get fired from the art gallery.
Because they don't pay me?
It's going to be the best thing that happens to me, Grandma.
We're going to lose our internship at the art gallery. I forgot what page we were on to go back and try something new.
Yeah, at what point do we want to
Because we
pivot?
Were trying to stall. I think what we were trying to do was stall.
We should have not told the truth, I guess.
Because
this book's teaching you to lie.
Here's what I'm wondering. Because we weren't supposed to tell the truth to that MIB.
Especially, you know what, because
she's
like
trying
I
to
said,
cover it up.
And also, all of our actions have been ashamed of our feelings at every go. Mm-hmm. So, like, mm-hmm. the logical move for this character that we are would be to hide our emotions, would be to not tell trust right. anyone.
Yeah.
Because we don't trust anyone because our grandma left when we were younger.
Yeah.
And now she's coming back into our life. How can we trust her again?
Exactly. True. We can't even tell the clerk that the sound of a loud train startled us. So we need to be shifty at all costs all the time.
Trust no one. It's the 90s. We gotta
keep this bottled up. Like the Axe body spray that we're spraying all over ourselves.
Because we invented Axe body spray.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Okay, so I think we're supposed to stall to try to figure out a way to explain the situation.
Okay.
So we've been caught by the MIB. And
we pretend like we don't know what they
are.
Here's
what I think. I'm going to make a guess here, story prediction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think Chuck and Ginny are going to see us while we're stalling, and they're going to be like, we have your ticket because you didn't say whether or not you could come to the hockey game.
That's great. Uh-oh. This is tight.
Oh! Okay. Ginny's going to say that, and then Chuck is going to be seething in the background.
Yeah, he's going to punch a window, and it's going to be weird.
Okay.
We do the Macarena for 10 full minutes as a distraction.
Hey, Macarena.
Ticket, you repeat, or you smile up at the conductor?
10 full minutes.
He doesn't smile
We're
back
panting.
As you do the Macarena.
Hey, Macarena.
This was, this was popular like 4 years ago, my dude. he doesn't smile back. You spot Chuck and Ginny entering the compartment. Great. Hi, I was looking for you. You dart past the conductor and join your friends. He wants to see my ticket, you explain.
What does Chuck look like right now?
Chuck, I think we were saying was wearing a ribbed turtleneck.
But like, does he look pissed?
Yeah, he's furious.
Gotta be steamed.
He's trying to hide it. He has a plastic smile on, but his eyes look devastated.
What does Ginny look like, though? Does she seem happy to see us?
She looks kind of intrigued.
Still stressed
out from med school, though. It looks like she doesn't have time for a relationship.
Whoa. Right.
She looks at you, gets excited, and then avoids your gaze because, let's face it, she can't get close to you. She's too busy with med school.
Right. And I don't want to stand in the way of her dreams.
Yeah,
I palm her business card for the
Why does she have a business card?
I don't know. I feel like art galleries have business cards.
Our own.
Well, the one that we work for.
I thought you said her business card. Our name isn't on it. Why does a med student have a business card?
And it's one of those art galleries that only sells like the picture of like the blue dog.
Wait, we're thinking of giving. I still don't understand. So you're thinking of giving Ginny your business card?
Well, it's we want to impress her. Card of the gallery.
Yeah, and it has the gallery. What? The gallery owner's name. So.
Right. Your email is assistant to Richard@MitchellGallery.com.
She's your friend. Why do you need to give her your boss?
To show her that we're a professional.
But she knows. We're college friends. We're the Three Musketeers.
It's just a move, okay? We're Chuck's making moves, so we gotta make moves.
I do not get the move.
Because here's the thing, Murph. When she flips the business card over, she's going to see our phone number, our pager number written on it.
She has our number.
We just got a pager, Murph.
Okay.
We got Chuck a pager. Zigs, we zag.
Okay. Yeah, we got a pager just for people who want a bone. We have two pagers now. Okay. Right. We have room for it in our Jankos.
And you know what? We toss her a couple Tamagotchis. Okay.
Holy shit. You guys are going to get excited about this one.
Yeah.
If you weren't always late, you would have your ticket, Ginny scolds. Then she winks at you.
What? Oh,
stop right there. Stop right there. We have the best ending.
We got our happy ending.
Close the book.
Call a doctor.
Close the book.
And now, now do you regret palming art gallery's business card?
I guess not. Yeah. She takes the business card and looks impressed and winks again. With both eyes.
Yeah, that's
fucking
right.
Epic. Give her a second business card because it works so well the first time.
Will you give her a second business card?
Yeah, I think we're doing like magician's tricks.
With business
cards. Someone else's business card.
Ginny, you were about to bone down on an assistant curator.
That's right, Chuck tells the conductor. My mom is picking us up in Evanstown. She'll pay when we arrive. We promised our parents we wouldn't get into trouble, Ginny gushes. You want to...
gushes? Oh.
Please don't tell the dean of my medical school.
I think her gushing is over our magic tricks.
Well, she's eating gushers. Right.
Yeah.
She's eating gushers. It is the 90s.
Yeah, she makes like a sound as she chomps down on a gusher and it squirts everywhere with our third, with the execution of our third magic trick.
You want to gag, but Ginny's act works. The Three Musketeers strike again.
Yes.
Whoa.
Or the Three Must Drink Beers, right?
That's pretty good.
That's good.
It's getting away from it for sure. But
we take out a cooler and we cheers.
We brought we brought a cooler to wait for our grandma.
Hey, fun for all and all for fun. Am I right?
Yes. Okay, the conductor pats Ginny's head. As long as the ticket gets paid for, he strolls out of the train car. What was that about? Chuck demands.
Oh, I think he just likes Ginny's Rachel haircut.
Yes. Compliments her Rachel haircut.
Yeah.
What was that about? Chuck demands. Why are you on the train? Aren't you supposed to be with your grandmother? He stews. You tell them about the strange scene you witnessed. The woman might be my real grandma, you exclaim. You have to help me search the train. Ginny and Chuck gaze at each other. No way. Chuck begins.
Wait, why do they gaze at each other?
I don't know.
Wait. Gaze at each other?
Yeah.
Wait, is Chuck just gazing at her so intensely that it looks like both of them are gazing, but actually Ginny's in her own thoughts
about... I hate
about,
to break this to you guys.
Wait, did it say that Chuck gazed at Ginny?
Yeah. Chuck gazed at Ginny and Ginny was lost in her own thoughts about other. Med school.
Are you sure it says at each other?
Or guys, you have to accept that there's some chemistry there and this isn't just a slam dunk.
I don't think Ginny has decided yet, though.
I gotta be honest, it is the hottest situation that Ginny has chemistry with both of us.
Yeah, she has chemistry with both of us. And I think there's
and
sort of...
And of course she'd be good at chemistry.
There's
she's
an attraction
a future doctor.
To Chuck. I think what she has with us is deeper.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, again...
Is there any history there?
She's in med school.
Did they hook up when they were in Saratoga Springs is what
she's
I wanted.
She's in med school. We have an assistant art gallery position. We're going to have so much
she
time
has
for her.
Time. She has time for a fling with Chuck. Okay.
No, Chuck's so busy at the firm.
Exactly. Chuck is busy at the firm, which is why they can have a fling and understand each other. We are, let's face it, we're kind of in our feelings right now.
Okay, yeah.
Because of all the stuff at the art gallery. We want a real relationship.
I put my hand on Ginny's cheek and I say, a lawyer and a doctor is too cliche. A doctor and an assistant curator? No, that's a story I'd read. And I lean in for a kiss.
Amazing. Go to that page.
Yeah.
And then you lean in for a kiss, and then you say, I found something behind your ear. You pull out another business card.
And this one, it's a Magic the Gathering card.
No way we're going to miss out on an adventure like this, Ginny finishes for Chuck. Great, you cry.
Wow.
Okay.
You're finishing each other's sentences?
It's okay. Let's confront them right now. Did you guys hook up at Skidmore one time? Be honest.
Had they not, yeah.
Was it the summer we were abroad?
Yes.
Fuck.
Gotta be honest, Ginny, that's not the answer I wanted to.
But it's maybe the one you needed to.
Okay, I guess I can think about grandma now that I'm avoiding thinking about Ginny.
Great.
Yeah, this would explain all those AIM away messages.
Great, you cry. You quickly explain that you were about to check out the train cars in the direction the men dragged your grandma, or the grandma imposter, whoever. What are we waiting for? Chuck urges, let's go. He's so assertive.
Yeah, and he's trying to impress Ginny, but it's my fucking grandma.
Yeah, he actually kind of, he kind of tried to poo-poo the idea, and then she like took up the mantle, and now he's acting like it's his idea.
Yeah.
Chuck doesn't have a lot of a personality. I don't know.
Yeah. Can I say, can I whisper in his ear, I see through you like a business card.
I see through you on here, so it's on the other side. You pull a business card from behind his ear.
Hand him a business card on the back. It says, she's mine.
I'm in your head, rent free. You pull out your own business card out of his head.
By your own, you mean Richards, the gallery owner.
Are you sure of what you saw, Ginny asks. I mean, why would two tough guys go after somebody's grandmother? Maybe it was just a coincidence that the two ladies were wearing the same clothes, Chuck adds. No, I know what I saw, you insist, but inside, you wonder the same thing. You arrive at the last car. On the door is a yellow sign with large black letters. No entry. You notice Ginny and Chuck exchange a worried look. Before you can change their minds about helping you, you yank open the door. The three of you pile into the car. You gasp, stunned by the shocking sight in front of you. Turn to page 50.
Oh my God.
Okay,
you've entered the baggage compartment, but luggage isn't what has the three of you frozen in your place. Your eyes are wide. Your grandmother sits on a chair surrounded by
baggage
suitcases.
Baggage compartment? You mean my fucking life?
Yeah.
Let's unpack.
We found out about that college hookup. And
Let's get it out. How did it happen? Why didn't you guys tell me?
I stole some Tecates from the bar. Let's get into this.
Your grandma gazes straight ahead, unblinking. A strange orange light beams down onto her. She doesn't move, and although her eyes are open, she doesn't seem to see you. Is she, you know, Ginny stammers. I can't tell you, you reply. I think she's alive, but I know a way to find out, Chuck says. He jumps up and down, puts his fingers up his nose, and howls in grandma's ear.
God, he's a wild man.
He's an absolute wild man.
Yeah, thanks. Ginny is a doctor. I think she can look at grandma.
Yeah, Chuck.
No, is that any way for a 25-year-old to act? He was a year ahead
of us. Yeah, he was a year ahead of us. Yeah, which was kind of weird because he like just lived off campus for like 2 years after.
Mm-hmm.
Just like to hang out before he went to the firm.
Yeah, he had
he did fucking gap year, this guy.
Yeah.
I know.
No reaction from
in town.
No reaction from grandma. You swallow hard. Wait, she is alive, Ginny murmurs, creeping closer. I can see her breathing. Med student, of course you would know. Then why doesn't she say something, you worry aloud? Maybe she's under some kind of spell, Ginny whispers. Maybe it's the weird light, Chuck suggests.
That is a classic med student thing to say. Maybe she's under some kind of spell.
Yeah,
she's diagnosing grandma.
I like the triage.
Yeah. Most doctors like wouldn't even allow like magic as a possibility. Mm-hmm. That really just shows how open-minded Ginny is.
Yeah.
Ginny's so cool. maybe it's the weird light, Chuck suggests. He waves a hand onto the orange beam. Pow! Chuck's body flies across the railroad car.
Amazing.
He lands on a crumpled heap on top of a suitcase.
We pretend not to notice.
We quietly go, yes! Find out if Chuck is okay on page 77.
Wait, do we have to?
We have to.
Okay.
They made that one choiceless because they knew.
Chuck! Yeah. You shriek. You race to his
faking
side.
It, absolutely faking it. Putting on a show for Ginny.
Chuck, no! We rush
go
over to
him.
To his
he's
side.
So weak. I don't know if he can handle that kind of pain.
Oh no, his dick is irrevocably broken.
Ginny kneels beside you. What happened to him? She cries. The orange light, it must be a force field of some kind, you answer. That's why grandma can't move. Ginny's frightened eyes meet yours. What are we going to do now? She asks.
What are we going to do now? That's fun.
You wish you knew what to tell her.
I lean in and I say, anything we want.
And then you pull out another business card from behind your ear.
Whoa, was this your card?
Yeah, and as you guys go in to kiss, Chuck wakes up. Whoa, what happened? Chuck murmurs. His eyes blink open. Who hit me? You and Ginny help him to his feet. It wasn't a who, you explained. It was a what. You point to the orange force field. I never knew light could feel so solid. Chuck rubs his face groggily.
Okay, hey, you're still
She's
groggy.
Such a himbo.
Yes.
Chuck, you might be hallucinating that you had a relationship with Jenny. That's how hard you hit your head.
I think that's what happened. Or you're hallucinating that you have a chance with her while she's so busy at med school.
We better keep out of sight while we decide what to do, he suggests. No telling who will come in. Chuck and Jenny nod their agreement. The three of you duck behind a set of large trunks. Just in time, you hear the door slide open. Turn to page 74. Just an out-of-order book.
Okay. We've made a couple important choices.
Yeah.
Okay. You poke your head up and peer over the trunks. Two men in overcoats and sunglasses enter the baggage car. The same guys you saw fighting with your grandma. Yikes. Did you say guys? Mm. When they remove their dark glasses, you discover they aren't guys at all. Not human guys anyway. Their eyes are the size of ping pong balls.
No.
They're a little too big.
They're a little too big, you shriek. They also glow a creepy yellow.
Jenny's got big, beautiful doe eyes.
Like lizards, they have no eyelids. Chills of terror make your fingers and toes tingle. You slink back down behind the trunks. We're in terrible danger, you whisper to Ginny and Chuck. Chuck gulps. Let's wait until they leave, then grab your grandma and scram, he urges. How are we supposed to grab her through the force field, Ginny demands. It almost fried you. Then maybe we should overpower these creeps, Chuck suggests. There are two of them.
Yeah, Chuck, you take the lead.
Yeah, go for it, Chuck. You just got your ass kicked by fucking light.
The light was so solid, though.
So solid.
Whoa, Chuck and Ginny can't agree. They want you to decide.
Side with Ginny.
Ooh,
Whatever Ginny wants. Side with Ginny.
I could see a world where, like, we have feelings for Chuck, too. Maybe. I'm thinking about a short rest run here.
I mean, I do think that, like, all three of us, like, it's kind of like whoever seems like they're going to be in a relationship, the other person is jealous.
I'm just saying there could be a chucking and fucking run.
Yeah.
Okay. So we want to wait until they leave so we can free grandma from the orange beam, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not going to attack them. So we wait. Turn to page 87. Let's see. Ginny, we agree with you. We pull a business card out from behind her ear. Those guys aren't human, you tell Ginny and Chuck. You shudder. I don't want to try taking them on. You, Chuck, and Ginny scrunch down as low as you can behind the trunks. You try to not even breathe. Then you hear the door slide open again.
It's hard because I can smell Ginny's perfume.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It smells like Abercrombie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
She's drenched in it.
Where she worked in high school.
Yeah.
So I kind of, you know.
Yeah. And she still wears it.
She still gets
a
discount. She still gets a discount because she worked there in high school.
Well, she's around cadavers all day, so she needs to put on perfume.
Right. Yeah. Then you hear the door slide open again.
The smell of dead bodies at Abercrombie perfume. Wow.
Are they that different?
Okay, so you're trying to see if they've left. Peeking, you crawl between packing crates and boxes, searching for signs of the creatures. As you slide along the floor, something hooks around your ankle. Crash, a large rectangle mirror wrapped in plastic thuds to the floor right behind you. Oh no, did those yellow-eyed creatures hear you? Are you about to be zapped? Turn to page 68.
Oh, if I know anything about lasers from the 90s, we can use a mirror to reflect that.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
You wait. Nothing happens. Phew, you let out your breath. The creatures must have left. You're safe. Are you okay? Chuck asks, rushing over. You sit up and untangle the packing twine that wraps around your ankle. We better move fast, Ginny warns. That crash was really loud. Someone might come to see what it was. Yeah, Chuck agrees. He helps you lift the mirror back upright. Luckily, it didn't break. So how are we going to break through the orange force field and grab your grandma? You scratch your head. You murmur. Then the mirror gives you an idea.
Yeah.
It is the 90s after all. We know lasers reflect off mirrors in the 90s.
Yeah.
Right.
We just found out about lasers because of CD players.
Yeah. Mirrors worked differently then.
They definitely worked differently. Okay.
They were just more powerful in the 90s.
Yeah. We don't get to make a decision.
I miss mirrors from the 90s.
We just turned to page 71.
I looked better in them.
You were stronger.
Help me with this thing, you instruct Chuck and Ginny. Together, the three of you unwrap the large mirror, then you carry it over your frozen grandma.
Oh my god, the
grandma.
Three of us together again? This is bringing back memories.
Yeah, it just kind of feels right now.
Freshman year.
Yeah. Freshman year.
If we find...
Before things got messy. Same floor.
Yeah, before the hookup. If we find the right angle, you explain, we should be able to deflect the beams of the force field. What are you doing in here? A voice demands behind you. Your head whips back. They're back. The two men in overcoats and sunglasses. Think fast. Turn to page 128.
Oh man, we're directing that laser at them.
Yeah, we are.
Kids from the 90s did not hesitate to just attack an adult. Like, he's could have been like guys in weird costumes.
Yeah,
I mean,
you don't know if they're aliens.
In the 90s, like,
conductor.
Yeah. Adults in TV and movies were just bad guys. That's and maybe true, they yeah. still are, but they definitely were then.
They were vile. Yeah.
Yeah.
Grown-ups, no.
No.
Quick, you shriek. Lift. You, Chuck, and Ginny hoist the heavy mirror over your heads. It pierces the orange beam.
It's like we're doing a keg stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The three must-have beers added again. The ray bends and bounces off the mirror straight at the two men. The two creatures stand frozen in place. It's working, you cry. Grab Grandma. You lean the mirror against the luggage rack, aiming the beam directly at the creatures. Chuck and Ginny lift Grandma out of the chair. She's still out cold, but at least you've rescued her from the force field. Out the back, you shout, hurry. Chuck and Ginny drag Grandma out the back door. You follow right behind them. Oops, you forgot you were in the last car. So genius, Ginny says as she strains to hold up Grandma.
Okay.
Now what? Turn to page 96.
From the med student.
Sarcasm doesn't look good on you, Ginny.
Shit.
Ginny, you think you're so smart just because you got into med school?
Let's just turn on her.
Okay.
Save it for the short rest.
Every single business card back.
We hand them back.
Magic
to Ginny.
Doesn't work if you don't have it in your heart.
Yeah, we give her a crossed out business card that says lose my number. All right, you glance around hoping for an idea. Your eyes land on a ladder leading up to the top of the train. Up there, you grab a rung and climb. At the top, you reach down and help lug up Grandma. It would be so hard lift a grandma up a ladder.
Yeah.
A passed out grandma up a ladder.
It's, you know what? Hey, anything's possible for the three must-have beers.
That's true. I guess if you have three strong 25-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's true.
Right.
Yeah.
A lawyer, a med student, and an assistant curator. Yeah.
Chuck played rugby at Skidmore.
Yeah. Chuck played rugby and we did track and field.
Yeah,
it makes
we did
sense.
Track and field.
You were very active. Yeah.
Yeah. Up there, you grab the rung and climb. Chuck and Ginny shove her from below as you yank her limp arms. Finally, you're all gasping on top of the train. We don't know how long that force field will hold you, Warren. We better keep moving. The three of you drag Grandma across the car against the car tops. It's tough going. You're not sure if this was such a good idea. I'll see if anyone's looking for us. You scurry to the side of the train. Grab my ankles. Ginny and Chuck grasp your ankles and lower you down head first. You peer into the train car. A gasp. The train car is filled with people in sunglasses. One of them notices you. He points and moves closer to the window. He pulls off his glasses to take a better look. Yellow ping pong ball eyes. Those are a little too big.
The yellow is the thing that stands out more.
No, they're a little too big.
They're yellow and reptilian. It's a train full of Gexes.
Pull me up, you shriek. Ginny and Chuck lift you back on top of the train. They saw me. They know we're up here. They'll be after us any second. Ginny and Chuck stare at each other. Their faces are white with fear. Yours is too. You're going to have a hard time escaping with your grandmother like that. Chuck points to Grandma. She looks like a limp rag doll. Leave Grandma, you shout, throwing her off the side of the train.
I'm her boobie!
What? Yeah. Kidding. We can't waste any time, you urge. You peek over the side of the train again and stare into a pair of yellow eyes gazing up at you. One of the creatures is leaning out the window. Do something fast. Finally, a choice. If you leap from the train before it's too late, turn to page 10. If you wake Grandma so you can try to crawl away, turn to page 28.
Man, it was really dumb that we looked into the train car, right? Like, I'm embarrassed that I did that in front of Ginny.
Well, yeah. Grandmas, grandmas are like light sleepers because they're always falling asleep on the couch. I think we can rouse her.
Okay, so we think wake up Grandma, or do we think just jump off the
train? Well, we want Grandma to meet Ginny.
Oh, true. Well, wait, are you back in love with her? Because you just said lose my number.
Yeah.
You're a mess.
There's a lot going on, okay?
Apparently. Okay,
look,
so we're going to wake up Grandma.
They hired someone else at the gallery. I don't know what to think about it.
I enjoy the passion.
Yeah. Turning to page 28. We've got to wake Grandma, you tell the others. We won't be able to escape any other way. You, Ginny, and Chuck rush over to Grandma. You rub her hands and pat her face lightly. Finally, she comes around. My, she murmurs.
Imagine waking someone by rubbing their hand.
In an emergency situation. You're on top of a train.
Hey, Grandma.
You're on a moving train.
Hey, Grandma.
Gently rubbing someone's hand. Wake up.
Just blowing on her hair.
Finding Nemo's not over, Grandma. I fell asleep during it.
My, she murmurs. What am I doing up here? You describe everything that has happened. She clucks
including Ginny and Chuck hooking up in Skidmore.
She clucks. I was afraid they might be on to me. Then Grandma tells you an amazing story. She's a secret agent specializing in alien investigations. I've been tracking the evil Mithra Dithra, she explains. Obviously, she assumed my identity. That's why you saw two of us at the train station and why those creatures captured me. Your head swims. This is unbelievable. But you know your grandma is telling you the truth. Grandma smiles at you. You three did very well, she says. I have an assignment for you if you dare.
What?
Whoa. If you accept the assignment, turn to page 34. If you've had enough of aliens in danger, turn to page 46.
For comedy, I want to say that we've had enough of Aliens in danger.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. We also have a hockey game to go to.
Yeah.
We have a hockey game to go to, and we also need to fucking hash out what happened in college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to say, like, politely say, Grandma, we're going to save it for the short rest, too. But for now, I think we have to call this assignment and hash things out with Ginny and Chuck.
Yeah. Because we're going to go to the TCBY. We're gonna
There's feelings
out.
All around. Mm-hmm. We're really happy for
we're
your gonna Grandma.
We're going to get Sparrows and TCBY.
If you've had enough of Aliens in Danger, turn to page 46. Let's see. Are you kidding? You're turning down the chance to have a close encounter of the alien kind?
Yeah, I'm trying to have a close encounter of the Ginny kind.
Yeah. They hooked up when I was studying in Brussels.
You don't understand.
You don't understand. I didn't hook up with anyone in Brussels because I was thinking about Ginny the whole time.
That's where my passion for art really bloomed. And now look the path that it's taken me on, Grandma.
I studied art history in Brussels, and now I work for Richard Jenkins, or what was
Richard
his name?
Mitchell.
Now I work for Richard Mitchell.
And he just hires all the artists who are his friends. They're not actually pushing the envelope of artistic integrity at all.
I don't think he loves art.
Okay,
I think
so
he's
we're
a
getting,
money launderer.
So we're getting shamed. R.L. Stein's going after us. Are you kidding? You're turning down the chance to have a close encounter of the alien kind. You'd rather go home than spy on creatures from outer space? Boy, you sure aren't the kind of 25-year-old who usually reads. Give yourself goosebumps. Maybe you should go back to your baby brother's nursery rhymes.
Mommy.
Pick this book up again when you stop being such a wimp.
Yeah, we're trying to give Ginny goosebumps, R.L.
Yeah, a different kind of goosebumps, Grandma.
We want to make a chuckle of Chuck.
We want to
make a chuckle.
Like.
Well, we have
chuckled.
Been,
that's good.
We've been absolutely bullied by a book. And with that, we're going to go ahead and call this one.
But on the short rest, we'll answer the summons.
We'll answer the call. Yeah. The call of Grandma. And finally kind of play out what happens with us and Chuck and Ginny. Maybe even some flashbacks to when we're all abroad.
Yeah.
On the night of the infamous
hookup.
When
we were in Brussels, that night that they both got really drunk and then I stopped hearing from them.
Yeah.
Chuck said his phone died.
Yeah. We had a weekly phone call and they were supposed to pick up and they never did.
Oh.
Yeah. And with that, we're going to wrap this one up. Does anyone have anything they'd like to plug?
I'm going
to
plug a TV show that I've been loving.
Ooh.
Is that right?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Of course.
It's allowed.
Mrs. Davis.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Ooh. It's so fun. It's so different than anything I've watched in a while.
Is
so.
It the nun one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really fun. I'm only 3 episodes in, but I'm loving them. Okay.
Check them out. And also, we've got some live shows coming up. Mm-hmm. We are going to be in Minneapolis for Dungeon Court Live on September 13th. Ooh. Madison, Wisconsin, September 14th. Milwaukee on September 15th. Chicago's a Dungeon Court Live on September 16th. Los Angeles for another Dungeon Court on October 26th. Denver on October 27th. Sacramento on October 28th. We're going to be in Las Vegas on November 10th, New Orleans on November 14th, Orlando on November 15th, and a Dungeon Court Live to finish it all out in Fort Lauderdale on November 17th.
Yeah.
You can get those tickets at
an epic run
at nadpod.com/live. So be on the lookout for that.
Come see us to make sure that it's not just aliens that took over our bodies while we were on an airplane.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, make sure our eyes aren't a little too big.
I will be wearing my yellow leggings and purple shirt.
Yes.
I was going to say the entire time, I was like, this seems like something Emily would wear.
We'll be doing the alt run, or not an alt run so much as answering the call of Grandma over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod.
What happened between Chuck and Ginny.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. Don't do it.
Sorry.
And Caldwell has something you'd like to plug.
I'm going to plug the person that sent us these books. Brock S. sent us a box full of Goosebumps Choose Your Own Adventures. So if you like this one, there's plenty more where that came from. Thanks, Brock, for giving us Goosebumps.
Thank you, Brock.
Sweet.
Of course you know that we would love something titled Secret Agent Grandma.
Yeah, there's some really good ones. There was Beware of the Purple Peanut Butter is another funny one.
I didn't even mind being railroaded because for me it was like R.L. Stein just taking my hand and being like, hey, let's go on a little adventure together.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah, it's like one of those pictures on Instagram of someone with their hand behind you.
Yeah.
Behind them, like while you're on vacation together, but it's R.L. Stein.
But it's R.L. Stein leading you.
Beautiful.
And in the distance is an alien grandma.
Yeah. And with that, you can follow us on social media that we may or may not use, at Stephen Schwartz Me, at Caldy's Caldwell, at Extra Demily, and at Jake Hortz Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of a nation.
They made a book about a video game.
Podcast about that book.
It's the end of the show, everyone, and you know what that means. It's time to shout out our benevolent council of elders. Starting with Brad D, Jeffrey S, Hugh C, later Mixgator, Matt M, Cutter W, Feared Owl, Daniel G, Dungeon Mama, okay, maybe a little bit sexual, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Danny P, Vincent W, Victor T, Balnor's Boy, Hoid's Friend, Justin I, Ragnar Ferdwin, TJ M, Trele the Crayfay, Christopher B, Daniel R, Jordan L, cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, a wiggly whittle wife worm, Princess Yar, Michael L, Jack L, Sam L, Nicholas C, star of every film ever made in Bohemia, now starring as a tin of beans in Hard One's reality show Airship Interiors, Samuel B, Mike H, Elka Schmelzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G, Tyler F, Panama James, Heratrian, Rick Spaniel the White, Diana De Los Lopez, Cece Lulu, Timmy R, Lucas B, Reiko, It's Kevin, Calder Will Come Cold Again, Winter Is Coming, hashtag CCC Forever, shout out to my fairy followers, Taylor B, The Vengeful One-Winged Angel, Cass, Skateboard, Cass, Captain of the Stevens, Steven C, Mike K, Lady Taco, Jake L, Nick Wolf, Swashbuckling, Swag Snagger, William W, Big Bad Beard of the Mad, Eric McD, Riot Ryan, Hungry Dave's Frisbee Golf Bud, Ananorama, Percival, Friedrich Stein von Musel, Klausowski, DeRolo III, Item, The Simple Dimples, Jay Dragonborn, Vincent Thrum, S-U-R, Daniels, The Sandrean, Ben A, Dave H, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Dustin S, Connor F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's assistant Izzy F, DPC is awesome, Sean, the Shade Tree Mechanic of Zelbadar, Summer Rose Grantaire, Marky Mark, the Marvelous Mining Engineer, Catsy, Kelsley, Mesa of Hausen Zunza, Ariel, the Occasional Mermaid, Selena and Velaciraptor, B, Perky Always, Pat L, Savexel, Lauren H, Talia, Ryan S, the Bone Duster, Ball Business Illustrator. I'm going to request seeing a picture of this toxic love triangle friendship at the quad at Skidmore College. I'm assuming they have a quad. Ploops! Carly Ann, Connor Savage, Salil, Leviathan, BioQuirt 17, Amber Dextris, Sullivan H, Trub Hop Dropper, Sydney T, Jack Hubert, Crabster Champion of Crod, Scuttling Sideways Toward Tomorrow, Afarix, Lindsay W, Juicy Kiwi, the official duck ambassador, training ducks to do dressage one quack at a time. Duck dressage, you've opened my world. You put two words I never thought could go together. Valen, Carlin C, Emily S, Noah, the bagel of all things. James G, everything bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger Stripey. Dandy, Eric B, Marcos P, learns the balance druid. Dakota James P, Frida M, Pagos, betrothed, self-proclaimed fae prince. Tracy P, the Crick Elf Librarian. Andy E, Maggie S, the 2022 Spell Checks Champion. Holly H, Kristen Z, Leah C, Hunter H, May B, Pixel Stars, Akash the Car, Doofinus, Cal, just K, Cal, Commodore Galaxy, Edison N, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo, our dream friend Simon singing Game Over and saying eternal sleep is better than facing Morpheus alone again. Interesting, the plot thickens. Keychains Pentium 2 processor, Lorelei the succubus, and Kyra her busty queen, your friendly neighbor Yaunt and Yonkle Andrew and Sid, John Adams, yes, like the president, Meg the mail carrier of Bohemia, who has gotten promoted due to her superb service to Simon, James F, M4L, Austin S, Wayfarer has now settled into their new life in the Fey Realm as a florist. What could go wrong? Oh, I hope the duck team meets you. Burpo, Good Barrel, Barbarian, and Brewer Emeritus of Waterdeep, Mary Beth C, Melora Devotee, Contender in the Making, Welshlander, Garrett G, One Big Curd, Mr. D, Dana the Daisy, Sean J, Ethan B, Renee the Monster Captain, Gabriel W, Box Clifton, the Once and Medium King, Hope Stagger, the only dagger of hope, Olivia the Enchanting Bard, who is working hard on her audition for the lead singer of the Mounting Crows, Winter Slade, Forrest H, a.k.a. Life is Like a Box of Mama Toe Gold Sticky Buns, Riley S, Fico, Angry Wheat, Anthony, the Raddest of Dudes, Josh H, Mango Empanadas, Clementine T, Caleb L, Support Fairy Say Hi, hashtag Calder Will Come Called Again, Alex R, Bunker Master and Player Disaster, Cantrip Dumbledore, the Bear Onesie Wearing Barbarian, MJ the BFG, Drinking Tea by the Sea, Dogs of Pebble, Calvius Silverfang, Gino T, Mama Belle, the Silver Serpent herself, Please Save My Subterranean Son, Faunir, Bow Chicka Wow Wow, Derek D, Tristan G, Leon Komori, the legendary hero of Bohemia from a future campaign. Thank you for time traveling to show your support. Jazzman and Fam, Papa's elite team of lawyers, currently representing Emily in the case of Yabba Dabba Do Not Sir Yabba Dabba Don't. Alex K, Joshua P, Alexander, Linz W, Angel, La Pamela, Sandra, hyphen Rita, Emma S, Red, the Reforged, Warforged, Dragon Knight 86, the Godly King, Hard Ones, Hot, Hump Gunk, Shell B, now made it 2019, chasing the two crew back to 2023, avoided the honey trap and smoked a bowl with Alanis. Woo! Jake S, stale bread on a salad, aka crouton, Jackson R, T3RHX, Michelle, Andrew S, Nova B, the Deathcore Bard, Caitlin D, Zborb, that's just fun to say, Blake H, Big Bev's bestie, Lloyd, the rat that controls my cerebellum, Opa Remy from Ratatouille style, Drax, the icy sorcerer, Pawpaw, Sky Days, Meemaw, Sky Days, Haley, the human, Lord Damon, Duke of the Dungeon, and Megan N. Thank you all so much. You help us do what we love, and we love what we do, and we love you. Goodbye, sweeties.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.